Hi, this is Nick Forster. Welcome to the E-Town Podcast. There are very few people in our history who are so iconic that when people say, what's the some of the coolest people who've ever been on an E-Town show? It's a short list, and way up there is Willie Nelson. He's just such a legend, such an icon, such an incredibly productive and creative musician and singer and songwriter, and he's just so inspiring, and he's still at it in his 80s. So this is a great combination. We captured both Willie Nelson and our other guest, Casey Musgraves, as they were playing live down in Denver at a big, what we call shed. I think this is a 15 or 16 or 17,000 seat arena called Fiddler's Green. But we got to visit on Willie's bus, which of course is everyone's secret dream, and talk to him about his heroes like Ray Price and his new weed business and much more. And of course, Casey Musgraves is just another Texas product who is smart and feisty and a really great singer. And so we loved this combination when it happened. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it when you hear it right now.
To you this week from Fiddler's Green Amphitheater in Greenwood Village, Colorado. It's E-Town on the Road with this week's musical guests, American musical legend Willie Nelson, and from Nashville, Tennessee, Mercury Nashville recording artist Casey Musgraves. I'm Helen Forster. Please join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thanks, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town. This week, as Helen mentioned, we're coming to you from the newly refurbished and enormous concert venue called Fiddler's Green. It's just south of Denver. It's been around a long time, but now it's nicer. New buildings, green flowering walls and sculpture gardens and a lake and views. But people did not come here today for the view. They came to hear an American musical legend, Willie Nelson. Most people don't know all the details of Willie's life. They know about his songs, about his outlawed days with Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and Waylon Jennings, but they may not know that he was born in Abbott, Texas in 1933, raised by his grandparents during the Depression. He got his start playing in the Bohemian Polka Band when he was 10. He learned a lot of music from his older sister. He was inspired by Jimmy Rogers and Django Reinhardt. Folks may not know that he went on to be a disc jockey, a performer and songwriter, and you know, eventually, of course, he moved to Nashville. He joined Ray Price's publishing company and his band as the bass player. But of course, it was his songs that paved the way. Hello Walls, Funny How Time Slips Away, and of course, Crazy. All that stuff made such a huge difference. What everybody knows is that we love the fact that when you hear Willie Nelson, either singing or playing the guitar, you know instantly that it's him. He's just got such amazing, distinctive phrasing, kind of sophisticated guitar solos and a slew of famous songs all wrapped up in a persona that is also completely endearing, anti-establishment, hugely successful. He's an entrepreneur who promotes his own brand of biodiesel and now his own brand of pot sold legally here in Colorado and a few other states. The world is catching up to Willie Nelson, it seems. The outlaw, the guy who has done things his way, leaving Nashville, heading back to Texas just in time to lead a musical renaissance in Austin. Most important of all, he is here. And he's going to sing and play, and I'm going to chat with him a little later on his bus. So right now, let's go out onto the stage at Fiddler's Green and listen to the one and only Willie Nelson.
Mama, don't let them babies grow up to be cowboys. Pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama! They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. I'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star bell buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. And a if you don't understand him and he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away. Pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama! They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings. Puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him. He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. Pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama! They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love.
Let's do one for Merle.
Now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Far as I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. Bills says you can keep him pills, cause it's all going to pot. Thought I had found me a girl, sweetest little thing in the world. All my jokes went up in smoke when I caught her making eyes at Merle. Said the sweet little honey's gonna take your money, take everything you got. Said she's never gonna get it, I've already spent it, Merle. It's all going to pot. Going to pot, whether we like it or not. As far as I can tell, the world's gone to hell. We're sure gonna miss it a lot. All of the whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. Got $100 bill, says you can keep them pills, cause it's all going to pot. I got $100 bill, says you can keep them pills, friend, cause it's all going to pot.
Well, that's the
the same thing that you told me, and it seemed like only yesterday. Gee, ain't it funny? How time just slips away.
That's Willie Nelson and his band. His sister Robbie Nelson on piano, Paul English on drum, Mickey Raphael on harmonica, Billy English on drum and percussion, Kevin Smith on the upright bass. You know, I got a chance to visit with Willie a little earlier on his bus, and here is that conversation right now. Willie Nelson, great to see you. Thanks for...
Glad to be here.
I want to talk about Ray Price.
All right.
How old were you when you first heard a Ray Price song?
Gosh, I don't really know. Yeah. It's been so long ago.
Yeah.
He's just kind of like been in the background for a long time. And I remember when he left the Hank Williams band. So that's how far back, you know, I go with Ray Price.
He used to be Hank Williams' roommate, right?
I think so.
Yeah. And then he fronted the Drifting Cowboys for a while.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, he did.
Yeah. And when you got to Nashville, you got a gig working as a writer for his company, right?
He had a publishing company called Pampra Music.
Pampra Music, yeah.
And he had heard through Hank Cochran, who was a writer there, that there was a pretty good writer in town that he might want to sign up for Pampra. And so we got to be friends that way. And then Johnny Paycheck had quit him out on the road. Back then, I think he was Johnny Austin or Donnie Young or whatever he was going by back then. And Ray said, can you play bass? And I said, well, sure, can't everybody?
You made a lot of bass players angry, probably.
I probably did, you know. But I asked him, you know, years later, if he knew that I wasn't a bass player, and he said, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't fool him.
So I'm asking you about Ray Price because of the new project, you know, the new record, the tribute to Ray Price is
coming
out.
For the good times, yeah.
For the good times. And you recorded it with the Time Jumpers in Nashville. That must have been fun.
And also Berg and White did the other half of the strings.
Yeah. That's right.
It was great.
Yeah.
You know, the Time Jumpers are incredible. Vince Gill's guys, you know, they're the best.
It reminded me of seeing old videos of you playing with the Ernest Tubb Band, like that song, My Window Faces South.
With Wade Ray and those guys.
Yeah, and that was a great band.
Oh, yeah.
Leon Rhodes playing guitar, just a great player.
Jack Green played drums, I think.
Yeah, that was, I mean, E.T. always had a really good band, but that's, it felt like that a little bit with the Time Jumpers, you know, just everybody's real crackerjack player. And you got to make this record as a tribute to your friend, Ray Price, after he died, right?
Yeah.
And you stayed connected to Ray all these years, didn't you?
Well, yeah, we were good friends, and we hung out together, you know, when I was, the time we worked together with him. And then after that, every chance we got, we'd work shows together. Just good friends.
Do you think people remember him as a singer, or do they remember just that 4-4 shuffle? That was kind of like, well, the Ray Price sound.
Most people I know him as the singer.
Yeah. What a great voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that record is coming out, and I know you're always recording. You're always making new things. I mean, it wasn't that long ago you made the record with Merle Haggard, the Django and Jimmy record. That must have been a fun project. And, of course, the Gershwin record.
Right. I've been busy.
Yeah, I know. You have been busy for a long time. And two new books, too, or two relatively new books, biographies.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Every time I turn around, they put out another something.
Yeah, well, that's what happens if you live long enough.
I guess so. Yeah.
To have so many good stories.
Yeah, that's the secret of being a legend. You just got to live.
Right. Well, you got to do a little more than that. In case you just tuned in, I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. I'm here with Willie Nelson. How's your guitar holding up?
Sure's doing about as good as I am, I think, or maybe a little better.
and of course, here we are in Colorado, and there's big changes going on here. And
yes, there is.
You've got an interest in all the legal pot stuff that's going on here with Willie's Reserve, right?
Yeah, I figured I'd bought enough of it, and I'm going to sell some back.
So do you have a hand in the actual product itself? It has your name on it. So
I have to sample all the products.
Right.
That's the hard work.
Yeah. Well, this is an exciting time for you. It just seems like the world is catching up to you in some ways.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that it did. I'm kind of surprised it took so long.
Yeah, and it's still going, obviously, in other states like Texas.
Well, yeah, there's still places where they haven't realized, you know, how much money they're missing out on. And once they see how Colorado, California, Oregon, everybody's doing, they might say, well, maybe we should give this a try, you know.
Ray Price got busted for pot one time along the way, didn't he?
He sure did. Yeah, he sure did.
You gave him some words of encouragement, or?
Oh, I don't know what good advice I could give anybody about.
Well, I think it's remarkable that you're still making such good music and you're still so busy and on the road all the time.
Yeah.
The band is, you know, you've got a new bass player in the last few years, relatively new.
Kevin's doing great. Yeah.
And you've had about the steadiest band of anybody in the history of music, probably.
Well, I've had some good guys and gals. You know, Sister Bobby and I, we've been playing music together all our lives. So the fact that we're still out there every night, that's great.
Right.
And Mickey's been there with us, and Paul. Yeah. You know, we're a pretty tight family group.
Did Bobby help you when you were playing in the Bohemian Polka Band and things like that? Was she playing around in that kind of music when you were kids?
Well, we learned a lot of that, and I learned practically everything I know, you know, listening to her play whatever, Stardust or polkas or schottisches or all that, because she knew all that.
Yeah. Let me ask you one more thing about the Django piece, because I know Django Reinhardt was a big inspiration for you. Do you ever play one of those guitars like Django's?
I think I have. I'm not really sure, you know. Yeah. There's been a few rip-offs along the way, so you don't really know for sure.
Yeah. I have a copy of one of those things.
Yeah.
I learned how to play Nuage.
Good.
You know?
That ain't easy. Yeah.
Did you sit down as a kid and try to learn what he was actually doing, or was it just music that inspired you?
Well, when I first heard him, I immediately started trying to rip him off every way I could. Yeah. And I found out that he was playing a lot of things I'd never heard before.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that easy to copy.
Yeah.
But I studied some of those things, Nuage and Vuinois and some of those things.
Right.
And even after he had gone to an electric guitar, which made it easier for me to understand what he was doing.
Yeah. He's an absolutely unique stylist, but you are too, you know. You've managed to be such a distinctive singer, absolutely recognizable, a completely distinctive guitar player, and in some ways a very distinctive songwriter, too. I mean, all three. Nobody gets to do all three, but you did.
Well, it's a good thing I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to get back to hear more music, and I really appreciate you stopping. Great to have you back on E-Town.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Willie. We're going to go back to the stage right now at Fiddler's Green for more music from Willie Nelson and his band.
I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. Thank you very much. Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you loved me as long as you wanted. And then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Self-worry. Wondering what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. Crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. The evening sun goes down, you're gonna find me hanging around. Ain't no good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be. The nightlife ain't no good life. It's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. From the world of broken dreams. The nightlife ain't no good life, but it's my life. Nightlife ain't no good life. But it's my life.
That's Willie Nelson and his band live on stage at Fiddler's Green. Willie Nelson, of course, on vocals and guitar, Bobby Nelson on piano, Paul English on drum, Mickey Raphael on harmonica, Billy English on percussion, and Kevin Smith on upright bass. They will all be back, play some more music a little later on in the show.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Willie Nelson and his band will be back in a while to play some more music, but first, we're going to welcome another Texan who's on the show this week. Casey Musgraves was born in East Texas, and a chance encounter with a great guitar teacher really set her on her path to where she is now. And where she is now is pretty amazing. She's a Grammy Award-winning, CMA Award-winning, platinum-selling artist and songwriter who has been confident enough as a young person to write songs about gender identity and pot smoking and questioning authority in its many forms, all while staying in the mainstream of country music, which is a pretty remarkable accomplishment. She's been on lots of TV talk shows and performed on talent shows, and her songs have been used in both film and television. She is a feisty one and a really talented singer and songwriter. So let's go to the stage here at Fiddler's Green and listen to Casey Musgraves along with her very stylishly dressed band.
You're all out of pennies. except for Willie Nelson fans. So hold your own road.
That's Kacey Musgraves, live at Fiddler's Green, along with her very talented band. A little earlier, I got a chance to chat with Kacey backstage. Kacey Musgraves, welcome to E-Town. So good. You guys sounded really good.
Thank you.
Such snappy dressers, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good-looking band.
Yeah, we got to, you know, we step it up and we come on stage. We want to look like a unit when we roll in somewhere. And
yeah,
we're, you know, here to play country and Western music, you know, and we have a little fun twist on our suits because, you know, they light up and it's just kind of like a psychedelic twist on like the old nudie suits, you know,
yeah,
that Porter Wagoner and them used to wear. So I just love Western fashion. It really inspires me. So the guys have to do it too with me.
Well, it also is appropriate because, as you say, it's both new and old. You know,
mm-hmm,
you definitely have an understanding. You can hear in your music that you know what that music sounds like, those classic,
oh, yeah,
songs.
And I love that stuff.
Yeah.
It's way inspiring. And my tastes are kind of all over the place. But when it comes to country music, I love Glenn Campbell and I love Roger Miller so much.
Oh,
he's,
man,
like my idol. And
what a great songwriter.
Oh my gosh. He can just turn, yeah, a phrase and make you laugh and cry at the same time. And
amazing.
His voice was amazing.
Yeah.
And anyway, Jim Croce is a big one.
Yeah.
And
Shel Silverstein.
Yeah. What? Yeah. He was a crazy writer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. People don't really realize that he was up in the music business like he was, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, he wrote some great songs. Well, let me ask you a little bit about growing up. Am I right in thinking that mandolin was your first instrument?
Mm-hmm.
Was there somebody in your family who played bluegrass, or how did that, where'd you get a mandolin?
I'm not really even sure. My mom kind of has a musical ear, but she never like pursued anything musically. Maybe we just had one and she kind of strummed around on it. I don't even remember. But it's quite an easy instrument to kind of learn. I mean, speaking as a like complete novice, like I'm not an expert at all, but just the chords, especially for someone who has small hands, like they're pretty easy. So it just seemed easy. And there was a family down the street who taught, and there was a bunch of kids in the family and they all played, like they were multi-instrumentalists, you know, one of those kind of families, and they all taught. So
was it your idea to be a sort of a traveling Western swing and country music singer on the weekends when you were a kid? Or was that more your parents' idea? Where did that come from?
I guess it was a mixture of both. I mean, I don't know where the Western swing thing came from. I think I started singing like Cowboy Sweetheart and stuff like that, you
right,
know, very age-appropriate songs like for a kid that age. And I just kind of fell into it. I don't even really remember choosing,
yeah,
Western swing. I remember like as I got older, I thought it was so dorky. I was like embarrassed to perform anywhere locally that my friends would see. So as I got older, I was like, this sucks. I'm not doing this anymore. And I kind of like rebelled against it, but I still wanted to be in music.
Yeah.
And so I guess around like age 15 or 16, I kind of just like chopped my hair off and like got into really like emo phase and just kind of started doing my own thing and figuring,
yeah,
out how to craft songs and write. And then eventually as I've gotten older, I've felt a total pull towards that old Western swing stuff that I had a total education on when I was younger and thought was so dorky. And now, like, I totally draw inspiration from it. And I take pride in it because a lot of people my age don't have any knowledge or clue about any of that. And I randomly do. So it's, I don't know. It's been a nice tool for me that I never knew that would serve me well like that, you know?
Yeah. In case you've just joined us, you're listening to E-Town. I'm Nick Forster. I'm speaking with Casey Musgraves. Just quickly, I know you moved to Austin for a little while and then you moved to Nashville. Mm-hmm. And all the while you're writing songs. Did you have a kind of a true north in terms of Texas songwriters, or were you, you know, were other people sort of just like, man, I want to write songs like this person at that point?
Yeah. I mean, when I first started out, I feel like, which a lot of people do before they really find out who they are or find like their own path, I just wrote like what I thought would be cool. And it was very, very Texas. Looking back, I mean, it's pretty cheesy, but it was kind of, it had good intentions and like it had some uniqueness. You know, it was me at the time. I guess I'll say that as like, I wasn't really trying to be anybody else. It's just not me now. And so then after like leaving Texas and just traveling and getting exposed to like a million different kinds of music and expanding my mind, I'll say, in a lot of ways, it changed my music.
It's interesting because I like the fact that you use humor and you mentioned Roger Miller, but you're also such a feisty writer. You know, I think of somebody like Steve Earle or people who are just going to really just say, they're going to write songs that they're not worried about the commercial consequences one way or the other. They're going to just express themselves.
Yeah, I always, like, from day one, just told myself, just don't ever care about that. It's not about that, you know. Maybe when you get into the machine of it, things can change. But I, like, always just thought how important it was to me to just write something that made me feel good and, you know, just know that if anyone else liked it, it was icing on the cake.
I think it actually has helped you because I think it sort of helped you stand out as somebody who's independent-minded. You're going to write about subject matter that country radio is going to freak out about for a minute, and then they go, wow, that's a great song.
Yeah.
So I think it's admirable and inspiring.
Thanks. It does take some bravery, but at the same time, like, I have to remind myself that the reason that I love country music is because it is a genre that's always been about real life. I mean, you can go back to Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams and listen to their songs, and Willie Nelson, who we're here with tonight. And they are legends because they created a new normal. They didn't follow anything else, and it's always worth it.
Yeah. In case you've just tuned in, I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town, and I'm talking with Casey Musgraves. Well, we're here, as you mentioned, with Willie Nelson, and I don't know how long you've known Willie or how much time you've spent with him. Mm-hmm. How old were you when you met him?
Well, I'm about to be 28 next month, but I think I met him when I was like 22 or 3.
Yeah.
And he's been really great to me. He's been a total champion. And it's just, it obviously means so much to me, just being a Texan and being a songwriter. And I think for him, songs come first. You know, it's clearly not about anything else. And he has his fans that he's going to have. And, you know, I mean, I don't know when the last time you heard a Willie Nelson single on the radio was, but it clearly doesn't matter, you know? And I like that. I think that's cool. And he's remained like so true to himself, you know, and has maintained a decades long career, you know? Yeah. And it's just, it's cool. And
so, it's amazing.
Yeah. And he's just been really sweet to me. I've just gotten to spend some time with him, and he's the nicest human being in the world. He completely emotes peace and love. And when he walks into a room, you can feel that. Yeah. And it's just cool. He's a living legend.
He's like a saint in a way.
Yeah, no, he really is. I mean, he's so disarming, and he means no harm to anyone, whether you agree with him or not. And I don't know. I just love that. And
we were just talking on his bus just a little while ago, and I mentioned that it seems as if the world is kind of catching up to him in a lot of ways in terms of being candid and writing and, you know, expressing yourself, but also now that, you know, here we are in Colorado with legal weed, and he's got his Willie's Reserve and he's launching this business.
It's really cool.
You've got sort of weed world coursing through your career as well.
Weed world.
Certainly, yeah, you know, I was looking at your merch, and that's certainly pretty, it's not a subtle part of your merch world.
Yeah. I mean, it's there, you know, and you know, not everyone has to partake, and that's fine. I don't care. Everyone has their thing, you know?
Yeah. But I think it's a little bit brave of you to just be as obvious as you are in this era. But I don't think, as I was saying before, I don't think it's hurt. I think it's probably helped you.
When I sit back and I get really like bewildered by the fact that alcohol is legal and weed isn't. And so in that way, you know, just knowing what it does and the statistics as to the harm that it creates next to something like alcohol, I have no problem being vocal about that, you know, and it does really help a lot of people. And it's just a fun thing. It brings people together in a lot of ways. Yeah. So I like that.
So, Casey, what else is coming up? You're on tour. You've got your new record. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. What else is going on?
Well, I actually just made a Christmas album. We're in the finishing stages of it.
Wow.
And it's been the most fun project that I've ever worked on, I can say. It's
songs that everybody knows.
Songs that everyone knows, but I put my own twist on these songs. And there are four originals on there. We have some special guests on the record. We have Leon Bridges, who's lend his talents, and we wrote a song together for it. And then our old friend Willie Nelson, he's on this really, really funny song called Willie Nice Christmas that I wrote. And so it's just been so fun. The record's very kid friendly. It's kind of like Bing Crosby meets Disney, and it was just really fun.
That's cool.
And it's gonna be like translucent green vinyl, and just
I was gonna ask
very
about
Christmas
the color.
Kitsch, yeah. And retro, and just me.
Oh, so, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, Casey, thanks so much for spending some time with us. We're going to get back to music on stage right here at Fiddler's Green. Casey Musgraves, thanks for being on E-Town.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go back to the stage at Fiddler's Green for some more music from Casey Musgraves.
Thanks for having us. We got to tour with old William Nelson about 3 years ago, and it was one of the most enriching and fun tours that we've ever been on, so we're really glad to be back. We love him. And the family band, of course. So obviously we're kind of in a thriving metropolis, but is there anybody from a small town here tonight? We got some small towners. Well, me too. This one's about mine. Forget it as big as we're getting. This town too small to be me. Big enough for a zip code, a VFW, a good Mexican restaurant, and a beauty shop or two. We got a Methodist, a Baptist, and a Church of the Nazarene. Oh, but don't you forget it as big as we're getting. This town's too small to be me. Too dang small to be me. Too small to be lying. Way too small to cheat. Way too small for secrets, cause they're way too hard to keep. But somebody's mama knows somebody's cousin, and somebody's sister knows somebody's husband, and somebody's daughter knows somebody's brother. And around here we all look out for each other.
Sister knows somebody's husband, and somebody's daughter knows somebody's brother. And around here we all look out for each other. Somebody's sister knows somebody's husband, and somebody's daughter knows somebody's brother. And around here we all look out for each other.
It's a fun- you, beautiful people. It's hard.
That's Casey Musgraves live at Fiddler's Green, along with her fine band, Misael Arriaga, band leader on keyboards and guitar and mandolin, Adam Kiefer on upright bass, Kyle Ryan on electric guitar and banjo, Scott Quintana on drums, and Harrison Yunt on pedal steel guitar. That's Casey Musgraves from Nashville, Tennessee. Her latest record is called Pageant Material, out on Mercury Records.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. By the way, if you've just tuned in and you want to hear the beginning of this program, the E-Town podcast will have this episode and others, along with tons of content from the E-Town archives. It's available for free in iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I'd like to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like KNSQ in Mount Shasta, California, WFHB in Bloomington, Indiana, and on WTYD, Williamsburg, Virginia. Thanks for tuning in. We were lucky enough to have Willie Nelson on the show about 20 years ago, and the amazing thing is now in his 80s, he still sounds great playing and singing, and his band does too. So let's go back to the stage at Fiddler's Green for some more music from the amazing Willie Nelson.
As I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I could have. Little things I could have said and done. I just never took the time. Always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you so happy that you're mine. Little things I could have said and done. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Me. sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. I feel a sin. I would not let my dear Savior in. Jesus came like a stranger in love. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more light. I'm so happy, no sorrow a sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Little sister, play one.
We're just about out of time. We're going to go out with Willie singing an old Hank Williams song, and Casey's going to come out and join him. I'd like to thank all our guests this week. Thanks to Casey Musgraves and her band for coming out from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks to Helen. Very special thanks to Willie Nelson and his band. And thanks to all of you, the citizens of E-Town, for joining us here for this very special show. I appreciate you tuning in. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Fears are fighting for my own. Like a blind man, I gotta give back a sight.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. And I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. The line. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Willie.
Hallelujah. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
E-Town is produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff and this week the folks at AEG Live. This show was recorded live at Fiddler's Green Amphitheater in Greenwood Village, Colorado. To comment about E-Town, make an Achievement Award nomination, or get tickets to a live taping, send an email to info@etown.org, visit our website, etown.org, or connect with us on Twitter or Facebook.
Thank you very much.
The national distribution of E-Town is made possible by the support of E-Town's family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you. This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.
That's Willie Nelson and Casey Musgraves, live on E-Town, recorded at Fiddler's Green down in Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. Tune in soon. Okay.